Hi, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. Okay, so the sun is out, the snow is gone here in the New York City area. Finally, thank God. And apparently there really is a God, because there was a time when many of us thought the snow was never going to leave and that we were mistakenly in Alaska. No, the grass is out. The barbecue is ready to be fired up. So the next question, of course, is what are you going to drink? Lots of people have been asking lately. I'm going to my friends this weekend. We're going to sit outside on lawn chairs. What kind of wine should we be drinking? I know you've had a lot of Cabernet all winter, big, heavy wines. No, it's time for the light, crisp stuff. And that means it's time for rosés. And now, if you have the audacity to claim that it's a girly drink because it's pink, I will personally come find you and kick your little wussy, insecure tuchus. Even worse, if you're old like me and you're thinking like, oh, white Zinfandel? Oh, come on now. That stuff from the 70s or 80s, whatever it's from, is in the past for a reason. Leave it there. Now, before we talk about the actual wines, let's talk about five cool things you need to know about rosé. The first, red and white make pink in kindergarten, not in a wine bottle. So don't think you could go mix in your favorite cab and your favorite white wine in a big red solo cup and voila, you got rosé at home. That is just nasty, and that's not how it works. Okay? It's all about the red grapes. Now, here's the thing. You can make rosé from any grape, any red grape. So let's just refresh here. When you crush a grape, regardless of skin color, juice comes out. It's pretty much white. It's white insides. Grapes have white insides, and they produce this clear juice. Red grapes, white inside, clear juice. So in order to make it color, it's the skins that go back in. So you throw the dark skins in, and you leave them in for a little bit of time, you get pink. You leave them in for a long time, you get red. So the thing is, you can make rosé basically anywhere in the world from basically any kind of red grape, but rosé is not a grape. It's a genre. You got red wine, you got white wine, you got rosé. Okay? All right. Now, the biggest producers by volume, hands down, France. Spain also makes a ton of rosé. They call it rosado. Italy, of course, rosato. And the United States makes a ton of rosés as well. And there's excellent stuff, though, coming out of all parts of the world. South America, Chile. We're going to talk about Argentina, Germany, Australia. We're also going to talk about, believe it or not, South Africa. They're all making great rosés. Now, most rosé wines are blends of multiple grapes. And the common grapes, the dry European-style rosés, which are, I think, some of the best, you got Grenache, Sangiovese, Syrah, and of course, they're using Pinot Noir and Cab right here in the United States. Okay, this is like one of my favorite rosé facts. Number two, the longest you have to hold a rosé is basically the ride home from the store. Yay! The beauty of rosé is that the newest vintages are the freshest, hands down. So don't hold it. You don't have to worry about cellaring it or being patient or all the, you know, all the things that the wine snobs like to do with their big fat caps. Because this wine does not improve with age. Unlike George Clooney, rosé needs to be, basically, you need to drink it the second you bring it home. Now, you can go back to a year or two. I wouldn't go back more than three. It's not going to be any good. So do not try to age this stuff. Drink it. Number three, you got to go dry or go home. Unless you are jonesing for a recap of that Bartles and James you had in the drive-in with your boyfriend or girlfriend moons ago, or you're thinking that you wish you had yourself a Shirley Temple, go for it. But otherwise, pick a dry rosé. That basically means not sweet. You want a wine that's fresh and acidic. No extra sugar. No extra sugar. And that's why you're probably going to go to Europe. Everywhere else is less dry. So you really want to look for something in France, specifically Provence. That is kind of like the motherland of the traditional dry rosé. Provence. You can't go really too wrong with anything from Provence. The Rhone Valley, the Loire Valley, but the provincial rosé made from the south of France, it's very pale pink, sometimes even looks salmon. And the tasting you hear, often people say strawberry, raspberry, citrus, but not sweet. If you're not feeling very French, of course, the Spanish rosatos are great. They're bigger. They're a little bolder. They're deeper pink color. A little bit more upfront fruit, works well with meat, which we're going to talk about in a bit. Less hyped, and so therefore cheaper. The less you hear about them, they're cheaper, right? So that brings me to my fourth point on rosé, which is do not pay more than $15 for a bottle. I'm telling you, you can get some great ones for under 15 bucks. I'm going to tell you about one that you can get for 10 that I think is fantastic. But I have to admit, my favorite rosé is expensive. It's probably retails for $40. It is my special occasion, God the Week Sucked Rosé. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, final point, number five. It's like 80 calories a glass. It's probably the least caloric of all the wines, so you should really drink it more often than not. And it goes with everything. Like, yes, especially barbecue. Yes, I said it. That is manly enough. Rosé and ribs. Come on. Now, it goes with everything, all foods. It goes with every body of water, ocean, pool, you name it. It goes especially well with the bathtub you put your darling monsters in every night. I mean, can you imagine how much better bath time would be with a glass of rosé? Just hear me out on that one and give it a shot. All right, so the next question you're going to ask me then is, when I go to the store, what should I get? I don't really want to tell you what to get because I think that every palate is different and everybody tastes differently. And I don't think that you should go by what some horito, you know, dude tries to tell you to drink. I'm going to tell you, though, I've had a few, and I'm just going to tell you what I like. That's it. This is what I liked. Now, I'm going to start off by saying, and I've said this before, my French sucks. I took 6 years of French. I still can't pronounce a darn word correctly. The Italian in me comes out every time, and I make everything a sing-song. It's not right, but what do you want me to say? The first one that I think you should try or come close to is called Cour Estrel. It's Cour Estrelle. It is from Provence. It is made from the Grenache grape. It is very light, like I said earlier, very, very light in color. It's a whopping $12. $12. I mean, come on, you can't go wrong with that. And it is, I think it represents everything that Provence and rosé is all about. 12 bucks. If you want to venture out a little and you want something with a little bit more body to it, try a Malbec rosé. And I had the Crios recently, Crios. Again, Malbec grape. $12 again. It's from Argentina. Argentina doesn't actually make a bunch of great rosés, but this one is really good. I think it's one of the most consistent from down there. Come to the United States of America, Sainsbury. It's $17. Now, everything from California, I think, is a little, the prices are a little higher than they should be because it's California and they think they get away with it. So Sainsbury comes in at 17 bucks. It's a Pinot Noir. Now, the color, really interestingly enough, falls right in between the Provence and the Argentina. So your Provence is your Grenache. It is very light in color. The Malbec is a really rich pink. It is dark rosé, like what you would think a rosé is. If you think about the rosé crayon in the Crayola box, if there truly is one, it's got some color to it. The Pinot Noir from California falls right in between those two. So the color is pretty, and the beauty of the Sainsbury too, it is, has this great label. It's a little picture of, it's like kind of a mock from a Vincent van Gogh painting. So at least there's a conversation there too. And I think that's one of the cool parts about wine too, is it makes you talk about stuff. So again, 17 bucks, Sainsbury, give it a shot. You want to get creative? I mentioned South Africa. Mulderbosch. I love this rosé, and it is a whopping 10 bucks. The cool part about this rosé is this guy, Charles Banks, is like this fabulous dude, but he was like a big wig in the finance world. Then he entered the wine world. For all you big, heavy cab dudes, you know Screaming Eagle. That was his baby for a while before he moved on. He's doing some amazing things out there. He owns Maya Comas now. Well, he and his wife ventured to South Africa, bought some property. They're making this rosé. It is a whopping $10. Just trust me and try it. Try it. Mulderbosch, Mulderbosch. Now, finally, I mentioned earlier that I have a expensive one too. And I do, and I don't mean to, but every now and then you got a splurge. And my splurge is called The Joy. It is so fabulous. It brings me, well, joy. Lots and lots of it. Which is why I will spend $42 on a rosé. And I know you think that's crazy, but every now and then, when you want to blow your head off after a really tough week, and you say, I just need something to make me feel happy, this brings me joy. It brings me happiness. It's a very small lot, so there's not a lot of bottles out there, which is why they sort of command the price, and I'm a sucker. I'm right there. It is so fabulous, though. These are all fabulous. You don't need to blow the roof off. And I think you should just go out and try them. And for $12, $10 a bottle, you should buy a few and do a little taste test with your friends this weekend. That might be a really fun thing to do when you go to your next barbecue. Buy a bunch of different ones. Just talk about, they're all different grapes. You're going to be able to taste the differences. You got a Grenache, a Malbec, a Cab, Pinot. Try them all. See what you like. I think this is a fun summer thing to do. All right, so get out there, try some rosés, and let me know what you think. Cent'anni.